You're listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialized fiction written and read by Tansy Mae Roberts. Dead Queen Walking is the final installment in the Castle Charming series. There'll be a print edition sometime next year collecting all of the stories together, but in the meantime, you can read them as ebooks or listen to them as podcast serials. Part 13, Dead Queen Walking, Kai and the Beanstalk. Dennis did not expect to be picked for the Beanstalk mission. Not now that the Queen was leading it, and especially not when it became clear that she was allowing Kai to come with her. He wasn't even surprised that she chose Prince Eolin, too. They'd been through a lot together. Queen Ella likely trusted those two at her back as much as she was capable of trusting anyone. He was not, would not, be jealous. But Dennis had no illusions that the Queen had given up on the idea of matchmaking Kai. She was clearly keeping her options open, because Princess Zee was also invited on the mission, at which point Corporal Jack invited herself along, and no one argued with her. Perhaps Dennis should do the same. Step forward, stand at Kai's shoulder, refusing to leave him, but something held him back. He had a lot more to lose than Jack did from pissing off the Queen. "You will stand as regent until I return," the Queen told Prince Cyrus, whose nose had finally stopped bleeding. "It's about time you got a taste of what your future might look like, if you are chosen as heir to Charming." Cyrus looked stunned. Chase muttered a question about how many brothers you had to punch before you got picked to be the favourite. "Amira and Prince Chase will help you," announced Queen Ella. The press secretary promptly climbed out from under an upturned supper table, tidying her hair and attempting to look professional. "How kind of us," said Chase. "Help me with what?" Cyrus blurted out. "More press conferences in which we dodge questions about where all our missing family members are?" "They will help you get this mess cleaned up, placate all of the guests in the castle, entertain the delegation from Zix, and prepare all that is needed for the royal birthday gala," said Queen Ella. "We'll be back in time for that. Have no doubt." "Right," said Cyrus, looking overwhelmed. "Is that all?" The Queen gave all members of the rescue mission 20 minutes to change into more suitable clothes and gather essential provisions. Kai, who owned no weapons and wouldn't have the first idea what provisions would even be useful, was ready in 10. He was relieved when Dennis knocked on the door of his bedchamber and dragged him inside. "I thought we wouldn't get a chance to say goodbye." They kissed quickly, intensely. "Better not be bloody goodbye," Dennis grumbled. Kai held his gaze. "I should have told her to bring you on the mission." "Nah," said Dennis. "It's for the best. Let her think the ponytail has a chance of making an honest prince of you. Save that battle for when Camilla's back and you actually have an ally in this damn family." "Exactly," said Kai, relieved that Dennis understood. Queen Ella was a wild card, and right now she thought she was calling all the shots. As they headed out together, Dennis elbowed Kai in the chest. Her face, though, when you stood up to her. That was a picture. "Yeah," said Kai. "I didn't hate that. Weirdly, neither did she. Maybe I'll try it again." The magic beanstalk had punched its way through the entire castle, which would require some interesting renovation projects once they were done with it. It then spiraled around the castle like a snake going in for a cuddle before spiking directly upwards past the fluffy clouds in the bright summer sky. Luckily, Kai was not afraid of heights. Amira summoned a press corps to see them off, which meant Kai's vision swam with the bright pops of light from the monochromes, and his ears buzzed with questions from the reporters by the time they were finally ready to make the climb. "The things the kid'll do to catch up to our headlines," Chase joked. It caught in his throat. Kai was startled at this evidence of emotion. His elder brothers had spent the last few months avoiding him, but they looked genuinely gutted to see him leave on the mission. Cyrus actually hugged him. One of those exuberant all-body hugs that Kai had previously only seen on the rookery field. "Bring her back," he whispered in Kai's ear. They climbed. Queen Ella took point with Zed at the back. Kai, Z, and Jack were roped between them so that if one fell, the others would cling on for dear life and might have half a chance of hauling them back up. Kai did not intend to fall. It was a magic beanstalk, of course. While hardly commonplace, this was a known phenomenon in the history of Charming and other nearby kingdoms. Kai once wrote an essay on famous beanstalk quests of the 14th century, and his foster mother was so impressed with his use of footnotes that she awarded him a rare compliment. He still remembered some of the case studies. In 1342, a miller's three sons climbed a beanstalk to track down their errant cat, who ate most of their stash of magic beans, stole a pair of boots, and set himself up running short cons across Gaheris and Argyle. When the cat's former masters tracked him down in his magical cloud castle, it turned out that the cat had kidnapped several princesses who were highly grateful to be rescued. In 1367, a goose girl in Splott attempted to remove a curse that had turned her brothers into ravens. She wove magic shirts from fibres sliced from a beanstalk, but only rescued five of her six brothers after the youngest raven ate one of the shirts. In 1371, 14 different children named Jack claimed they had A. sold a cow for magic beans, B. climbed a beanstalk, and C. stolen all manner of wealthy trinkets from a giant. It later turned out that the urchins all belonged to the same crime ring, run by a disreputable storyteller with a long beard. The storyteller later died under mysterious circumstances, after ingesting the wrong kind of magic bean, causing a beanstalk to grow directly out of his esophagus. No children were charged for his murder, and the official investigation ruled that it was death by fairy tale misadventure. Kai had nightmares for years after reading that story, and always avoided the recreational eating of magic beans. There was a reason he hadn't been offended that time Dennis was invited to a castle charming drinking game and magic beans night without him. Most magic beanstalk stories had several things in common. The stalks grew to giant size, they led to mysterious locations beyond the clouds, and they always caused more problems than they solved. Kai had never heard of one trying to kill anyone, as it happened here, but perhaps Queen Ella brought that tendency out in everyone. Climbing a magical beanstalk wasn't especially hard, as long as you didn't look down. There were strong hand and footholds everywhere, exactly within reach. What made Kai uncomfortable was that this particular beanstalk was sprouting. First it was flowers, all kinds of noxious blooms with stinky pollen, none of them remotely belonging to the same plant, let alone the same garden. Now they were higher, though. It was beans. Beans everywhere. Beans of many colours, beans that sang and squiggled and sometimes leaned directly towards the climbers, as if luring them in. "I wouldn't," Kai warned when he saw Z picking a few. She ditched her princess costume for the mission, sticking to a plain tunic and trousers with many useful pockets. "You never know when they'll come in handy," Zee said, ignoring his warning. "Less talking, more climbing," ordered the Queen. Upwards, upwards, upwards. Kai had to hope this wasn't one of the beanstalks that came with a hungry giant at the top. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.